Matt, we did it. Our community raised $10,000 for the amazing organization On the Rise, which takes care of homeless and formerly homeless people. And you and I are going to celebrate this amazing achievement of our community by giving them a little behind the scenes bonus chit chat.
Thank you so much to our community. It's amazing. I never doubted that we would get here, but it's still a wonderful delight to have arrived here.
So, Matt, this fundraiser is spring-themed.
Yeah.
And it is the beginning of spring. Spring is upon us.
Spring has sprung.
Spring is about to spring. Spring is about to spring. And we both love to cook, and we both love to eat. And I am wondering what some of your favorite spring recipes are.
When I think spring, I think three things. And these are all very simple recipes. So you might have to talk me through like maybe some more sophisticated ways that I could use some of these ingredients. Because when I think spring, I think asparagus.
Ooh.
Asparagus is never better than spring. You have to harvest it in the spring before it, you know, grows. Is that the word I'm looking for? Yeah.
Maybe.
It grows and sprouts and shoots. It becomes big and doesn't look like asparagus anymore. So asparagus and then eggs.
Yep.
I know eggs are available year-round. I just associate them with spring, probably because of Easter. And then rhubarb, which I love. I find rhubarb delicious. So I have a spiced rhubarb jam that I make with just rhubarb and then port wine and then a variety of spices, allspice and clove and nutmeg and ginger, lots of ginger. It's a really delicious jam. And it's lovely to put on toast in the spring, especially when the rhubarb's fresh. And rhubarb like jams really well. It stews down really well. Asparagus, I feel like, is best when it's just like oven roasted asparagus, still a little bit firm, not too soft. And what I like to do is I like to make a hollandaise out of my eggs and put those on the asparagus. Some kind of soft, like maybe, you know, medium boiled eggs are also good with your asparagus, but eggs and asparagus are a great combination.
I don't think I've ever had rhubarb.
Really?
Yeah, I don't think so. I'm not sure I know what it looks like. Does it kind of look like celery?
It looks like red celery when you get it. But like that red celery at the end of it is a giant leaf, like a giant banana leaf size leaf.
Okay.
But the stem is very red. Don't eat the leaves. Poisonous.
Okay. Don't eat the leaves. There you go. Well, I've never had a rhubarb. I think I should. I don't think we really have it.
I will make you jam.
Will you?
Yeah.
You know, I believe you.
I will.
You cook really good food for me. Well, I look forward to that. So when I think spring, I think Passover. So I think of matzo ball soup, and I do my matzo ball soup with both celery and carrots because I love celery in matzo ball soup. I add it at the very last minute. It only boils like for a couple of minutes. So basically you just have raw celery in your matzo ball soup at my house. And it's delicious.
It sounds delicious.
It is. And then Matt, I'm going to make this for you soon. I think this week. Okay. I have recently started making a leek bread pudding.
Ooh.
It is from the website Smitten Kitchen, the food blog Smitten Kitchen.
Yeah.
Deb Perlman. Yeah. All Jewish women feel entitled to just call her Deb and like pretend that we're friends with her. Like that's just one of the things you get to do if you're a Jewish woman is be like, oh, my friend Deb gave me this recipe. And I messed up when I made this bread pudding recently and I over whipped the eggs. And so it became a souffle.
Ooh. And did you mess up?
Or did I improve upon this dish? Yeah. And so it then deflates a little, you know?
Yeah, of course.
Sure. But then you let it cool in the tin and you take it out and you can eat a couple of the pieces fresh, you know? But then you slice it up and the next day you just like toast it. You know, like a little pan fried toast.
Yeah. Oh, I know. Yeah.
And it's incredible. And so I
believe you
accidentally improved upon this leek bread pudding by over whipping the eggs. And holy heck fire. There's something very springy about it to me. It's really good. You know, I cut up spring onions and put those on top and I put like chives and parsley and leek in it. It's very herby. It's an herby bread pudding.
I feel like those young herbs and like spring onions, green onions. That's absolutely. I also really love, this is not a recipe of my own, but my favorite spring dish is actually an asparagus quiche. I can't make a good pie crust. Colette makes the pie crust, but I mean, that's your egg asparagus combination again. It's a great combination. Yeah. This conversation is making me hungry, Vanessa.
Well, Matt, these are some recipes that you and I can make for On the Rise the next time we cook for them. And they are recipes that we can make this spring. And everybody, we are so grateful to you for donating. Thank you so much, everybody. Matt, thank you for partnering with us, as always, with On the Rise. And it's just such a pleasure to be part of this community.
Thanks to Not Sorry, and thanks to the community.